know why I live in my neighborhood. They see me on the street after school and they double take. They say, Miss Vanessa, we didn't know that you lived in this neighborhood too. We thought that you lived someplace where people sound the way you sound when you speak. Someplace clean streets, safe nights, people not always yelling and screaming and fighting and knifing and shooting and leaving dead bodies to be found in Baker's parking lot come morning. I mean, really, Miss Vanessa, we imagined that you lived in a place where the sidewalks ran in neat straight rows and didn't crumble off the curb like a crust of old stale bread, too dangerous to walk on without twisting your knee, busting an ankle, or getting all tangled up in the weeds and broken glass of a lot, of a lawn, of a house that nobody cares about anymore. They say, Miss Vanessa, we imagined that you lived in a place that was as neat and precise as the diction you insist our haiku must clip with when we read aloud in poetry class. So tell us, Miss Vanessa, what has happened to you to make you have to live in this neighborhood too? And I say, I live in this neighborhood because you live in this neighborhood. And you are good, and you are strong, and you are nice, and you like to sing and dance and write poems, and I like to sing and dance and write poems too. So why would I not want to live in this neighborhood? And they say, because this is a bad neighborhood. Bad people live here, they do bad things. They got guns, and they run drugs, and there is prostitution even on Sundays. The cars drive too fast, there is trash everywhere, and nobody seems to really care that nothing around here is pretty. I say, what about us? We live here, and we are pretty. We're not bad. Bad is determined by what you do, not by where you live. Bad is a story that you tell other people that exists because of what you think about yourself. I say, bad is determined by your actions, not your address. Now, it is not a surprise to me that there are some people who live in this neighborhood who have been convinced to believe that they are nothing. It is not a surprise to me that there are people who live in this neighborhood who have been convinced to believe that they are filth, that they are fit only to be condemned and demolished and buried into the ground and then forgotten about forever like some of these vacant houses. It's not a surprise to me that there are people who live around us who have been convinced to believe that they are to this life as the pothole is to the street, something fit only to be swerved around, a pit to be patched in and then gone over and then forgotten about. But I do not believe that I am simply a reflection of the things that I see physically around me unless I'm looking at you. Unless we are standing eye to eye, iris to iris, alight and alive with so much fire, we could outshine every luminous and infinite galaxy and cosmos and quasars. I mean, aren't we beautiful? Look at us. Aren't we amazing? Aren't we breathtaking? Don't we take each other's breath away? Aren't we astounding? Couldn't we outshine the sun with our blazing, brilliant, beautiful fineness? I mean, don't we rise up above all this cracked and crumbling concrete? Don't we take the things that we see physically around us, not as a reflection and a definition of who we are and what we are capable of, but as evidence that we have to work diligently every day to create new spaces for the stories that we are making about ourselves right now? I tell them, when I look at you, I don't see filth. When I look at you, I don't see something fit only to be condemned and demolished, knocked over, put into the ground and forgotten about forever. When I look at you, I don't just see statistics, police tape, or crime. When I look at you, I don't see a monster. When I look at you, I hear music. When I look at you, I see love. When I look at you, I hear Billy Strayhorn. I see tap dance. I hear 10 Sunday morning church choir standing up. When I look at you, I see ballet. I see a world traveler. I can literally see the lights of Paris rising from the spirals of your afro. When I look at you, I see an artist. I see a PhD. I see a teacher. I see a tree tender. I see a seed planter. When I look at you, I see the next president of the United States, a constitutional law professor from Harvard. When I look at you, I see an inventor. So you should know that I live in this neighborhood. because of it.